AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. will start training Ukrainian forces in the coming weeks on how to use and maintain Abrams tanks.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is speeding the effort to get the tanks on the front lines, and he's confident the Abrams can help in the Russia fight.
Put Ukraine's forces in a position to continue to succeed on the battlefield.
The training will happen in Germany, where Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley met with defense leaders from around the world to coordinate more weapons deliveries to Ukraine. The tanks that will arrive next month are the training version. 31 others are being refitted for combat, and once they arrive...
There is no silver bullet in this case, but I do think the M1 tank, when it's delivered and it reaches its operational capability, that it'll be very effective on the battlefield.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Two police officers in Indianapolis were wounded in a gun battle that left the suspect dead. Deputy Police Chief Chris Bailey says they are expected to survive.
We have two officers that are lucky to be alive today, and they're doing exactly what we want them to do, despite all the odds, despite everything that's stacked up against them, despite all the criticism they take every single day.
Following a brief pursuit, the officers were shot in Indianapolis by a suspect armed with an AR-15-style rifle. A court in Paris convicted Hassan Diab, a Lebanese-Canadian academic, in absentia on terrorism charges and sentenced him to life in prison over a bombing outside a Paris synagogue in 1980 that killed four people. 10 members of the same family, 7 of them female, 1 a 13-year-old boy, were killed in a mass shooting at a house in South Africa. Detroit Lions wide receiver Quintez Cephas and safety C.J. Moore and Washington Commanders defensive end Shaka Tony have been suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL's gambling policy. Lions wide receivers Stanley Berryhill and Jameson Williams were suspended 6 games. This is AP News. A historic investment in urban trees is underway.
President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act has set aside $1.5 billion to fund tree planting projects over the next decade. Urban forestry advocates believe this initiative will transform underserved neighborhoods that have grappled with dirtier air and dangerously high temperatures because they don't have a leafy canopy overhead. Washington State Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Franz says more trees are needed everywhere.
We have underinvested in our urban tree canopy.
Detroit resident Amin Taylor is one of 300 workers who will plant 75,000 trees in the city over the next 5 years.
It beautifies the city. And not only that, it gives more oxygen too.
Trees help suck up heat-trapping carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. They also reduce erosion and flooding. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.